Representatives from Arctic nations are gathered in Fairbanks for a conference to discuss health, climate change, and energy in the region. Alaska U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski opened the 8th Conference of Parliamentarians of the Arctic yesterday at the University of Alaska Fairbanks by stressing the United States' changing perspective on the Arctic.
I often fight an uphill battle with some of my colleagues in the Congress, reminding them of the importance of the Arctic. But I believe as the world looks for new ways to adapt to climate change and for new sources of energy, most certainly, I think this perception will begin to change, and I believe begin to change very quickly.
Alaska Governor Sarah Palin also addressed Arctic parliamentarians. Palin talked of what she called Alaska's nearly endless supply of energy resources and the importance that they be developed. She said the debilitating cost of energy in rural Alaska is strangling Alaska Native villages.
To the point of subsistence hunting and fishing becoming too expensive to continue. It's fair to say that the current energy crisis is placing the culture and the very way of life of Alaska Natives in peril. So it is imperative that we look to developing new local energy technologies for these communities in order to break that dependence on expensive imported energy sources.
Governor Palin says decisions on development in the state should be left up to Alaskans, who she says are best entrusted to do so responsibly. She expressed interest and respect for creative ideas and technology of other Arctic nations. Chair of the Inuit Circumpolar Council, Patricia Cochran of Nome, says she's concerned that Arctic people are being overstepped as the world looks north for resources.
Unfortunately, we've had certainly some of those issues, and we are trying to organize ourselves so that we have more of a vocal community, more of an organized community, not only in the Arctic, to be quite honest with you, but truthfully on an international scale now.
Cochran is heading up organization of an international conference of indigenous peoples on climate change that's scheduled for next spring in Anchorage. The Fairbanks conference runs through tomorrow. Representatives from the U.S., Canada, Denmark, Greenland, Iceland, Finland, Norway, Sweden, and Russia are in attendance.